Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first of our Wednesday evening maintenance meetings. This one on the 27th of August, 2025, at 7:30. We'll go through the agenda quite quickly. There's not too many bits and pieces on here tonight. There's a couple of things that will need to be discussed, but not too much. We move straight on to item MA0432526 to receive nominations and elect a chair of the Maintenance Committee. As I think everybody knows, John Travis was chair of this committee for quite a number of years, but he's now resigned from the council and it's unlikely he will return as a member of Melbourne Parish Council, so we do need to elect a chair. Now, do I have any volunteers, people who would like to stand for chair?
Andrew.
You can take legal advice if you want.
Yes, after this.
What I was going to ask, I was going to nominate you for chair of this committee if you're happy to stand. Is there a seconder, please? That's Councillor Barnes.
Thank you.
Councillor Alexander. So if you would like to stand as chair.
Well, since you seem to have some misguided faith in me.
Yes. Yeah. Right. If you're okay, I'm happy to, because I've been through this agenda with Abby. If I finish this meeting and then from after this meeting, then the next meeting will be yourself as chair.
Absolutely.
The clerk has a meeting with you prior to the agenda going out, so you go through all the agenda items, anything you feel should be on there or not, or whatever. You've had that discussion with the clerk. I'm happy to sit in on the first one with you as a just an observer, or to answer any questions if you feel there's anything, and you've got my phone number. So thank you very much for standing, and I think we can safely say we have a new chair. That brings me to item. The clerk likes a vote. Right, then the nominations for chair are Andrew, can I have a poser, seconder?
Yeah.
And all those in favour?
That's. Do I vote for myself?
You can do. So that's Julie Carey. Right. Item MA044 to receive nominations and elect a vice chair of the Maintenance Committee. I would like to propose Councillor Barnes as vice chair. Are you prepared to stand, Councillor Barnes?
Yeah.
Can I have a seconder, please, for that nomination? That's Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? And that's a carry. Thank you very much indeed. So we now have a new chair and a new vice chair. There are two other members of this committee who are not here tonight. That's Councillor Davey and Councillor Kilmurray, who are both poorly at the moment. So we should, all being well, be a working committee of six.
Yep.
So that's a good number. Okay, thank you very much indeed for that. Moving on to item MA045, to receive and approve apologies for absence. Have we had any apologies?
Apologies from Councillors Kilmurray and Davey and Warden Keith Roach, all with acceptable reasons.
Okay, fine. Can I have someone to oppose those? Accept those? Thank you, that's Councillor Barnes. Secondly, Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? That's Paul Carey. Thank you. Right, moving on to item MA046, receive declarations of interest and dispensations. Does anybody have anything they wish to declare that they have an interest on in the agenda? We move on to item MA047, to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 24th of July. Okay, does anybody have any issues, or did anybody raise any issues, Clark?
No.
Anybody have any issues with the previous minutes in July? Okay, not going to have a proposal to accept those minutes as read. That's Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? And that's a full carry.
Thank you.
Moving on to item MA048, public participation, 15 minutes. I don't see any lights behind the screen, so I'm assuming there's no comment here.
Oh, hello.
Maybe. Okay, so we'll move quickly on. Moving on to item MA049, finance matters. Item A, to consider a finance report on expenditure within the committee's remit. And this has been produced by the RFO. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at of the shed. Makes nice reading. There's a few little items on there. I don't think there's anything contentious. Unless anybody's got any questions on the numbers, which can be referred back to the RFO for discussion if required, but we are looking in quite a healthy state at the moment. Everything is ticking away quite nicely. I don't think we've got any shocks or any weird things creeping into the numbers at the moment. I think we've had some more cuts than we would normally have had, but...
We have a next meeting. We'll have some unplanned tree works that have added up a little bit. But
that will be reported beforehand and you'll be voting on accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody have any questions on the numbers? All right, thank the RFO for pulling that together. And this has all come off of our new system, Realtus. So it's a lot more user-friendly, I think you call the system, compared with the old system. It's sort of a quill and a carrier pigeon. Right. Moving on, conservation matters. MA050 to receive item A, to receive the EA monthly situation report for July. The rainfalls are pretty much as predicted. Soil moisture deficit and recharge. It's all relatively self-explanatory. I don't know whether every member group would like to comment on the report at all. Is there anything that's grabbed your attention at this stage?
Anything you want to say about the report?
Yeah, but we. The river levels are dropping, but they're holding up below Sheen Mill, so kick samples are still meeting the targets. There are a few residual invertebrates that live on a two-year cycle, but they're dropping off, which they do every year.
Yeah, still meeting the target that we have to. So
there's no alarm bells being rung at this stage.
No.
Okay, I don't know if there's anything from the wardens, anything you've identified or seen when you've been fishing over there?
lots of people in the river, of course, but it's half term, that sort of thing. Oh, yeah. Other than,
don't go.
I mean, there's a tree gone down over across part of the river. I don't know if that's been attended to.
No,
it's not blocking the river, but it's down.
Where is that, Steve?
It's behind a memorial bench, which was put in.
Oh, that part of the river.
Yeah, so you've got the green shelter, about, and then another one which was put in, a memorial bench, almost behind that.
Okay.
But it's not actually blocking, but it's a big old tree going down from our side.
Okay. Bigger than a volunteer's could.
It's a big one, yeah, you need some.
Has it come down from the other side?
No, outside. Right?
Oh, outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not blocking the river.
No, the river's flat, but it's quite low.
Down
I mean, you know, it's laying low, so.
Yeah.
Right, if I don't know whether you want to check it out and comment on it, and then if you could report back to
the class.
See what you think, and then we can get someone down there to assess what's needed to be done.
Yeah.
It's not a Rob McGavin job, is it?
That's oh, good grief, no.
Touch that. So it might be a Shires or someone like that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We'll have a look and see, because we're trying to keep the debris, the natural debris, aren't we, in the river at the moment, because it holds the water back, so that gives the depth for any fish that are in there to sort of have a decent thing.
Okay. Thank you for that. Moving on to item B, to receive a report from the River Mail Restoration Group. So, over to you, Maureen.
Yes. I suppose we've sort of done it in the EA report, really. Just a thank you to the clerk for the help of writing in the magazine. Already had people comment, and I think it's in a nice way, positive. You know, it's looking after, seeing it as looking after the river. Rather than, so this was a report about people going in the river and for their own safety being careful as well, because there's a lot of litter in there. So thank you, it sort of came across really well. I think other than that, that's just the usual work. As I say, we're not taking weed out. Normally we would have done down Station Road by now, but that's holding the water back, so the river's got a nice flow, and it's flowing in Stockbridge, slough, but there is a slough on it, isn't there?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we worry most, because it's where it starts to dry up. There's no natural springs there to wear us out as well. But other than that, the working parties continue, and we use the pavilion, which we're very grateful for.
Are you getting any younger members? I know you were talking about that a few meetings ago, about trying to attract some new blood into the group.
Yes, well, very kindly at the fete, we did some posters, and I think you did get interest, you said.
But nothing has come
through. And I don't know, it's just a different way of life now, isn't it, really? I mean, at the minute, we haven't really got that much in Melbourne. It's just ticking over quite nicely because of the work that Rob has done, Rob McGovern. But I don't know. I don't think we're the only community group that's having a problem with recruiting people. A lot of interest, but we do get people who say, oh, yeah, I'd really like to do it, but they never come.
Maybe we can have a little bit more of an advert.
What sort of work do you want the volunteers for?
Well, we do maintenance work on the river, so it's where the dogs go in, they erode the banks, so we work on bank erosion, keeping the flow going. So sometimes they're in the river, other times it's some work on the edge. A lot of the shrubs and the keeping the path just, down like that. We've done huge projects in the past. I mean, 2012, was it 346 tonnes of gravel we put in under the A10 bridge with volunteers. But all of those volunteers have aged with us. we haven't quite got the ability that we had. So I think we've agreed as a committee we need to have a meeting where we're looking at next year's working parties. Do we need to have them every 4 to 6 weeks? And then we'll have a better idea of targeting.
Okay.
Maybe for people.
So it's working. You could have identified work for working party, and could they do it over I'm thinking now of DOB, which the cadets up at Bassetbourne have always taken part in locally, either litter picking or whatever's required. They have to do 2 hours. An hour a week or 2 hours every fortnight over a 3 month period. Would that fit?
Well, it's
you're
very difficult.
You'd have half a dozen teenagers.
Well, exactly. So
for a couple of hours every fortnight.
Our insurance only covers us.
They're covered by their insurance.
Well, I mean, it's something we could look at. We did have Duke of Edinburgh in Stockbridge Meadows, and that worked well. I think we're open to looking at everything, because there's no point in shutting doors.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And if it can attract some younger people, then it might get around a little bit more. Drag a few more in.
Well, I think it is a good idea, because they're the people that are going to need to and are going to be here for the river, aren't they? So if they get an ownership of it, maybe that helps as well. And with some of the.
That sounds good. Just for your interest, Andrew, Rob McGovern, he's the Trout Trust, and he does a lot of charitable stuff down there. I think what he's forgotten, most people don't even know. He's one of those guys, and I mean, he's very, very helpful. He's done a lot of work down there, and you get a lot of support from him and his team.
So
who's his team?
He's the Trout's.
He used to be the ecology officer for the council, and now he works with the Wild
Trout.
Wild Trout Association?
Trust. It's charitable stuff, but we often supported him and his initiatives, so he's a name that will crop up quite a lot on maintenance.
And he does the Shep, River Shep as well.
Sorry,
I wonder whether you could, or we could kind of target more in a more targeted way, talking in a targeted way, but advertising in a more targeted way. I wonder whether it's like at Falmer Bird Reserve, where you've got people who are interested in the environment already who go along to the reserve, and you could put a poster up maybe there if they'd let you. Something like that. I was just thinking about the people that care about the environment and might want to get involved, or kind of people that go to Falmer Reserve or go to Stockbridge even.
Well, you could definitely in the zoo, because they're members of the vets at the zoo.
Yeah, so that's good.
Just kind of target it a little bit.
Maybe even, dare I say it, put something on Facebook. Well, it doesn't hurt, does it? No, it's a public vehicle. It's a vehicle to use.
I mean, if you want to get younger people, none of them look at Facebook, but they could pass the message on.
Yeah.
but definitely the zoo would be the right place, because they get loads of youth volunteers there. And Nick Willers is part of Duxford Scotland. So,
I mean, no offence, but it's not quite as glamorous as a capybara, but you could try.
However, I think, and the issue is, as I think said at the beginning, the amount of work that we've done has tailed off, and then because it's just maintenance, it's not half as exciting as it used to be.
It's not projects.
And I think. And then that final piece of work that Rob has done with the gravel has really brought it down to very basic maintenance now.
Yeah.
So sometimes it was probably more just trying to target, as you so rightly say, if we've got something that needs a lot more muscle and youth, to sort of how you sell it, isn't it? So. Yeah, I mean, we're open to...
Even just wading through picking up rubbish is something cadets are good at.
Yeah.
As long as they get wet, they're really happy.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And then we get into, we've got the right equipment for them. But the, I do have to say that the level of litter in the river is so much better.
Yeah,
that's good. It's, which is good, because it's what they say, isn't it? If you keep it nice, people tend to be. So we have less need. But anyway, thank you for those suggestions, and we'll move.
Is there anything else?
Where are we? On the river.
We're still in the river.
I've got my wages on.
You're on a pump at the moment.
No, you'd never be able to do that down there. No, I think that's it for the river.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, item C, to receive any other updates or consider any other action on conservation matters. Is there anything else that wants to raise on that?
No, I think it comes down to Stockbridge, really.
Right, okay, we'll move on to item MA051, Stockbridge Meadows. Item A, to receive a report from Stockbridge Meadows volunteers and the warden. The warden's not here.
Warden sent his apologies. He'll be attending the next meeting, but he wants to speak to Maureen as before.
Okay, so there's nothing official coming out at the moment. Was there anything going
on? No, I think I've got more sort of questions, really, than... I know that Keith has asked for the wildflower meadow to be done, so we wait for that to happen, and then we can move into looking at our little wildflower project that we thought we would do. And the same questions, really. The trench still hasn't been filled in, and it really is. I mean, you could just about see that there's a bit of fencing around it. It's going to be more, I think, if a child ran off the path or a dog runs off the path, it's going to.
We got excited today because the fence has gone up for the wildflower trial, and we're getting excited thinking they're going to fill the trench at the same time, but it, I don't think it will. So that will be changed.
Can I ask, what's the trench been left over from? What was it? Or why is it?
There was a project from, I don't know what FWAG stands for, I'm sorry.
Something.
Can you remember?
Ponds.
Ponds.
Anyway. I've got a pond in.
Okay.
For the Great Crested Newt, it's part of bringing it down from, well, it's very strong in Peterborough, but to try and join all the little up.
Right.
And they felt that, so we had to have a trench dug in an area which we all agreed we thought would be really good to just test it for a year as to did it maintain water, which it did, it does. But then we moved into the fact that there could be an archaeological problem there, that we need to have an archaeological sort of survey done, and then it came down to finance and...
Because they want to dig a lot more trenches.
So,
yeah.
And then I think the project ran out of this year's funding.
Yes, so we're waiting on for FY again to get any funding again, but it was it came down to we'd need an archaeologist on site at every dig, and it got extremely expensive extremely quickly.
Yeah.
So we are waiting to see if they get that more funding.
Okay. Right. Anything else on the stoppage measures?
Keith has cleared some spaces underneath the ash grove for us to be able to then at the right time move the trees out of his garden that he's got healed in, so that we do some planting, because the ash trees are very poorly. And just CUK Network, are they not coming? Because that would be great. But they were going to come and cut down the
tree. They were, weren't they? Yes.
We go over there with trepidation every time.
It sounds like you hear on a Saturday that they're coming on Monday, is what seems to be the trend. But they've done some down the bottom of the moor and they've not gone any further. So we hold out hope.
Yeah.
They're just clearing trees from under the power.
Under the power.
Yeah, they tend to be a bit rampant with what they clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and. Just heritage trees for the orchard, so we can do some replacement planting in the orchard again in the autumn.
If yourselves and Keith can choose some types that you'd like, I've asked Keith to have a think about what he'd like.
When we meet, I'll meet him.
And then we can come with the cost and go from there.
Where do we source? These are fruit trees, I'm guessing.
Yes, heritage.
Where do we source them from?
Well, I don't have any set place to source them. Okay. I might go out and have a look if you've got some advice.
Well, because Ed Nitron might do us a deal.
Okay.
Fiddy Moore's seen his eye. I've just three kids.
they are pretty village people. They get a sense of they are very supportive of things.
I think it's like the Inquisition, really. But have we ever heard anything back from the council about local
danger?
Oh, really?
Carry on.
So,
how are we doing with the nature reserve?
Yeah, after many emails, the chap did respond and just say he would let us know.
It's just that the combined authority nature strategy is report is out at the minute for consultation, and it closes on the 11th of September, and I'm just looking at it, and they've got Stockbridge Meadows in the maps that they do. I can't make head and tail of half of it, but I just feel, you know, they're talking about, so why can't they just add us to this, because it would help us then with having a bit of
clout,
yeah, that's the right word, yeah.
I fear they may be waiting for the result of the consultation.
Well, we're going to respond.
Brilliant.
So,
okay, good news.
You know, just...
Yeah, it gives us more clout and leverage.
Yes.
As well, yeah.
Well, it does, because people say, oh, well, you are, but, you know, you think no. And if they've got this strategy going, which is quite good, I mean, you know, to read, you just think we really should be tapping in.
Yeah.
Into it.
Well, it gives us more opportunities for things as well.
Yeah, I just wonder if it would give us more opportunity to work in partnership with Powermill, you know, because we are now a local nature reserve. We're not just this piece of land that sits in the airport and people walk their dogs.
No, totally.
Yeah, but anyway, so if you want to see what we say, I don't know.
I'll prompt them again on the back of the consultation and see what. Get any more from him. He did respond last time after about 5 emails, so
I'm sorry, I feel as if I just add to your word. But other than that, I think
that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming out in the evening.
Well, We've got such a long journey. Well,
so the Green Man is still open.
That's too far away. But bad day the star went.
Yes.
thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. I look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
Right, moving on, item MA052, allotment matters, as we said, report from the Allotment Association.
Yep, there's been a few things going on in the last month. So, on the Grays site, there's a large diseased chestnut tree, mm-hmm. and that's now been taken out. So, that's good, that's really opened up the space, particularly on plot 7 there, which was really almost underneath it. And it's a lot more light getting in there now. So, that's a good thing. So, thanks for organising that. There's also a tree on plot 5 there that has been pruned down quite considerably. So, again, that's helped. The wardens have been quite busy. They've been clearing some paths between some of the plots, which over a period of time have got overgrown. They're sort of paths that are not really used by either side of them, so they get very overgrown. So they've been removed, the weeds have been taken out there. That's good. They've also built a new gate on plot 25, which is very good work. I'm not sure who did that, but it was a very nice gate. So that was one where the entrance to the plot was on the far side in the hedge almost, and so they've moved it to a much more convenient position, so that's pretty good. And then plot 27B, which was completely covered in weeds, has now been completely restored by a contractor, so that's now ready for a new tenant to go in. So that's good. So that's what's been going on in the last over the month. So today, Alex and I did the inspection, the monthly inspection. The majority of plots, again, are looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. Very dry, but overall looking pretty good. There are about 3 plots that haven't been worked, so Alex said she would write to those tenants to try and sort that out.
But there is a waiting list still, isn't there?
Still a waiting list, yeah.
That's good news.
Not sure how many.
Yeah.
Still a waiting list there. Alex said she would also send out a general reminder about people clearing paths, because the one that the wardens did was really bad. There's a few others that are quite overgrown. So she was going to send out a general message about clearing paths and clearing compost heaps as well. Remember last year we had a bit of a rat infestation, so I'm going to just remind people really to clear their compost heaps as well. I think that was the main stuff. There is one more tree, actually, quite a large tree on the main site, which is on plot 5B. I think it's a nut tree, but it's overhanging the neighbouring plot, and the neighbouring plot owner has requested that we try and reduce it down or get rid of it. So,
bile it or take it down?
Well, he would rather it was taken out, but I think we need to speak to the owner of that plot just to see what they allow, really, I think.
Okay.
So again, I think Alex was going to write to them too.
Can I just ask you, Matt? I'm guessing the allotment has rules.
Yes.
So tree planting is acceptable, is under the rules, is it?
That's interesting. I don't think there's any rules about tree planting.
Oh, is it not?
Not, to be honest. No. And I think the ones that are on the plots have been there a long time, mm-hmm. probably started out as small. I think the one on the plot that currently is a bit a nut of some sort, so it's probably quite small, but it's outgrown its space, really.
Yes.
So either pruning or cutting away. But there aren't any specific rules going forward about planting trees. I mean, quite a lot of plots do have apple trees and pear trees and cherries and plums and things.
And there's no obligation to remove them when you finish your tenancy?
No.
Although, I suppose if a new tenant came in and said, I don't want that, then
it's up to they could take it out if they don't want it.
Yeah, they can take it out.
Okay.
Councillor Barnes. I was just wondering if you had a rule added to it about trees, it could be something like as long as they're not affecting neighbouring plots, which I suppose would include overhanging or getting too big or too big for the plot or something like that.
Yeah.
But then I suppose that's just a general thing, isn't it? In allotments, you don't do anything that's going to annoy your neighbour.
No,
that's kind of the thing of it, isn't it? You don't have too many rules in a way.
That's sort of rule number one, really, isn't it? To annoy your neighbour, and that rule is definitely in the set of rules. But
I suppose that covers that then, doesn't it, really?
It does in a way, but people don't often think of that as being a nuisance, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
and because they grow quite slowly, it sort of happens over a long period, and
of course,
it sort of gets out of control. But I mean, we could work on the rules if we want to going forward.
You've got 300-foot redwood sticking.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a hedge.
Actually, that's a good point. It might be something for future amendments. I don't think it's on the agenda at the moment because it's not caused a problem. There's been no animosity or any problems, has there, between potholes over it?
Not animosity, but I guess just annoyance in a way that it's overhanging and that they can't get past it to their plot. It's the shading that they cause is one of the biggest concerns. Yeah.
So, can I ask, how many allotments are there?
98 plots.
On how many sites?
Well, there's two sites. One is very small, only 7 plots, and the other's the main site there. Both in the moor.
And there's a small waiting list as well, people wanting to get plots. So, you know, we're quite lucky there. I think quite fortunate.
Very.
It's pretty good.
There's very big plots, aren't they?
Mm.
They are big plots.
Yeah.
In some cases, we've halved on one or two of them, because they're too big to zone, but half is quite...
Currently there's only one that's halved.
Is there only one
there? At that moment, yeah.
And there's a community plot up there as well.
Yes.
Which is very, very good, because we were out there.
Thanks to whoever runs that one on a regular basis.
Yeah. The award went out there, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they gave them the award. Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic. It's lovely to have a community plot as well.
It is.
People the interest and gives them the something they might want to do later on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. So I think that covers that part of it.
Right, moving on to item B then, to receive an update on the allotment improvement grant application.
Yeah, okay, so the background on this is that we're trying to improve the security of the site and also get toilets installed on site. So the total cost for that is about 30k. So quite expensive. So I put in a grant to the South Cambridgeshire District Council for their allotment improvement grant, which is up to a maximum of 10k. So that has now gone in. So I submitted that a couple of weeks ago. So that I don't think they're going to get looked at until sort of November time, and then any money that we do get from that wouldn't arrive, I think, until about March, April time. So I've applied for £10,000 for that particular grant. There's a few things that we've done to enable us to get that in. So they wanted environmental policy from the association, which we didn't have, and they wanted a safeguarding policy.
Yeah.
So I've written up both of those, and they've been included in the application. And I also got letters of support from the SCDC councillors, so the two local councillors as well, so Sally Ann Hart and
Josie Hales.
Yeah, so they both have sent me letters of support for it, so they've been included in the application.
That's good.
So really just fingers crossed now to hope that one goes through.
So what happens for the balance of the 20,000?
Yeah, so 20,000 balance. So I'm currently working on a grant to the National Lottery. They call it the Awards for All grant, and they are up to £20,000. So I've started on that application. I should be able to get that in within the next few weeks as well. So I'm hoping they'll both come in and be looked at roughly under the same timelines.
Okay.
One of the problems with that one is they do require the people applying to be a constituted group. Now, at the moment, the allotment association aren't constituted. I don't know why historically they obviously never wrote a constitution. So I'm in the process of writing one up, which will get approved at our next annual general meeting.
Okay. So you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's at the moment.
Yeah, that's quite a lot of work in doing that. So hopefully those two grants will go in by the end of this month. Oh, no, the end of September. Well, the next one, the lottery one by the end of September. And that one reads out fairly quickly. They don't have it's not like a time limit on when you need to get it in by. It's on a rolling basis. So hopefully they'll come together. We'll end up hopefully with £30,000, but it's hard to
know. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Item C, to note successful application to £500 growing grant from South Cambridge District Council. Sorry, is there anything else you want to add, Chris?
No, I think that's everything on the grants.
To note successful application to £500 grant from South Cambs District Council to be used by the community plot.
Yep.
So that was good. Nice little note. Receive any other updates or consider any actions? Is there anything else you want to add, Chris?
Can I just mention the gates going into the allotments, Chris, right? You've got the big double gate and then we've got the single smaller walk-through gate. Now, when they close a big gate and put the bolt in, it's fine. But when they close a smaller gate, they don't put the bolt in. So all you've got is the piece that goes over and all the two together, which is not really good enough because that's flapping about in the window. Yeah. And that's quite... So if we can get them to use the both bolts put them in the ground, it knits them together.
Yeah.
Right? Especially on windy days, it knits them. I mean, we make sure that the holes are clear so the bolts drop in.
Yeah. Okay.
But if they only leave, so can we get maybe a sign for each side of the gate to remind them to drop the bolt? The run bolt with the big gate's fine, but when you've got the little one, it twists.
Yeah.
And over a matter of time with the high winds and that's going to happen in the new gate. So can we get some sort of a sign just to remind people to drop both bolts, if that's possible?
Yeah, it needs to be a fairly permanent sign, I guess, isn't it?
But yeah, maybe both sides of the gate.
Can the council do that one?
Get one made up.
Because the bolts on the inside, so people... coming out to drop the bolt, you've got to put your hand through it.
Yeah,
it does really need, that's just going to get weaker and weaker, and we've got to be looking at new gates and being careful.
Yeah. It might be sensible then if next time Alex is up there with you, you can explain what you want and then we can get a sign made up, or two signs.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually getting a sign.
I don't know if you've noticed it, Chris, but next time you're out there, just...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
When they're not both bolted, there's a lot of flapping about going on there.
Yeah, hopefully if we do get the grant, we'll be able to replace those gates with a much more secure...
Well, let's hope we don't have to repair the gate before that happens, mate. So let's stick a bolt in there, get a sign up, and that's how we transfer all these people to use it. That's what I think we all, but that's
what we could.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thanks for accepting the evening meeting.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Thanks very much indeed. Have a good rest of the evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Moving on to item MA053, Governance Matters. Item A, to receive the weekly inspection reports and consider any necessary actions. But comprehensively complete. Don't think is there any issues?
No, it's all pretty good, all fairness, at the moment, especially over this last holiday. We've been pretty good at it, and our shelter's still not getting graffiti a little bit here and there after wipe off, but so that's still staying up to its bit, so that's good. So no, I think we're pretty good around the village at the moment, all fairness.
Cool. Right, moving on to item B, to consider any updates on damage or vandalism in the parish. A few little items. I think these are in hand, aren't they?
Mainly ongoing, yeah. Orchard surgery, no response about the damage to the footpath, the private path.
Mm.
As Councillor Barnes has said, they're working on the Wonder Pass at the moment, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
The Palmer's Way bench is nearly there in the stable, I believe.
Yeah.
Vicarage Close, there's still an issue with South Cambs District Council with the fence around Vicarage Close at the back that leads onto the field. It's very damaged and falling over. We believe it's either South Cambs' responsibility or whoever owns the field, which is probably Petersfield or somebody like that, because it's a school field, but we're just waiting on confirmation of that one.
Okay.
The memorial bench on the wreck that's had the bolts removed, the person that installed it has got back to me now and they're just talking to the owner of the bench and finding out what to do with that one. The bowls club fence damage has been rectified, which we'll cover in a bit. And we the warden's retrieved a electric bike from the mill end of last week. Contacted Lyme, but they...
Where's the nearest Lyme? In Cambridge?
No, London. Lyme's London.
Has it come from London?
We're a different one.
Yeah.
So, I bet
they put it in the... It's well damaged.
Yeah, they say they send somebody out to collect it, but
I think you've got to give them a time limit because like, it's in the way, really, in fairness.
Well, they state just to leave it where it is and they track it, but it was in the river, so
can't
leave it there.
We have to lock it up or put it somewhere.
Maybe give them an ultimatum.
Stick it back on a tray.
Yeah,
you
put it back on a
lamppost.
Councillor
Barnes. Talking about bikes being left in strange places. They're on the path that leads to the Hopkins estate, there's been a white bike that's been dumped there, and the kids who live in that bit of the estate do leave their stuff everywhere, but that has been there, I think, for a year. And I don't think it was ever one of theirs. It was too big to be one of theirs, and I think somebody nicked it or dumped it there. And I think it'd be good if it was removed. Actually, I don't know.
We've been trying to find out if it's owned, because there is an awful lot of stuff left
there
around that area. Yeah. So I think the next step would be, if you agree, is to put a note on it just saying this will be removed.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And leave it at that.
That's like at least the best road, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably put a date on it as well.
Brilliant.
Okay, thank you for that. That's item B. Item C has been removed from the agenda. We're moving on to item D, to receive any other updates and preliminary actions on governance. Is there anything else that anybody wishes to raise? Right. Okay, we'll move on to correspondence. MA054. Item A, to receive any other updates and consider any actions. Is there any correspondence or anything needs to be discussed?
No, the only thing is under item B is we had a phone call from a resident about the state of the road, Foundmere Road, basically. I don't have any correspondence, but basically he was saying how dangerous it is for cyclists and things because of the potholes along there. I've contacted Highways and just highlighted them, but it won't be at the top of their agenda. Said resident was pushing to see whether it was something we could put through for an LHI in the coming years, but just wanted to raise it to the top of council's attention that it's getting bad again.
Okay.
There are works planned. When you look at the TMC plans going forward, there are works planned for Falmere Road, so it may be that a byproduct of them doing work means that they do something to it, but they won't share their plans.
No. Okay. But it's the whole road.
Yeah, it's the whole road.
I mean, we've been using it now that the road works through a new road.
Yeah.
And it's... Yeah. You need a before to get through.
Well, if you've got a car coming the other way, you're going to be very gingerly.
Yeah, where are you going to drop off?
I think what we can do is just write back to the resident, say we recognise and understand their concerns. We have approached the appropriate authority. And we're waiting to hear back.
Yeah.
I don't think we can say any more, because we don't want to give any false promises over there on that.
Thank you for raising.
Would we ever, on our own backs, go drop some hardcore, type 2 or whatever?
It's a minefield, then you're going to start.
The problem with that is private residents have done this sort of thing in the past.
Yeah.
The problem is, because it's not done under a controlled way with all of the dots, I's dotted, T's crossed, if anybody has an accident or anything goes wrong, the highways won't take responsibility for anything, and it'll be falling back on the people that have gone and dumped the, because that happened to Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
He did it. They're outside, no, it's not for this meeting, but he did that outside where he lived. And he reached up Flippy Road and he got chastised for it because he wasn't done in the controlled way, which is policed properly, and the responsibilities are all there because highways were just disowned. So it probably wouldn't be worth us doing something like that. Even type 2, but it probably would be great, but if anything ever happened, then it'd just fall straight back on us.
Okay.
Right. Is there anything else on that? MA055, biodiversity. Is there anything to report on item A? We can move on. MA056, cemetery matters, to receive any updates and consider any actions. Is there anything you wish to
The only thing is to note to council that I'll be bringing a quote for additional cremated remains plots, just because we're running out of space. Mm-hmm. So we'll be bringing something that will come to next meeting.
Okay.
Right, moving on. Village Matters, MA057, item 8, delegated approval spend for materials for repair of Bowls Club fence, estimated at £240. Did it come in at £240? I think it did, didn't it? He's done a good job. He's done a pretty good job guarding the fence. And I think he's secured it enough that they won't be able to kick holes in it this time.
No, it's done pretty decent on fence, yeah.
There's a little bit for, as you look at it to the left, might need doing in the future.
Yeah,
but,
I'm surprised he didn't sort of tack that a little bit on me because he was there and he's a bit rotten, isn't he? So,
that's not much of a job if it needs to be done.
Well,
it's just one, it's two cross panels. So
what we're going to do, wait until it all falls to bits and somebody kicks it in, or shall we take action? I mean, do we do it, or do the Bowls Club do it, or we combine thing? I mean, what?
It's about 10.
How do you want to go about it?
10 or 12 panels, and the 10 or 12 strips.
Yeah, well, it's, you say it's not very wide, it's about, 6, 7 foot wide, I suppose.
It's just to the left of what he's done.
About 8 foot tall, aren't
they? Is the Bowls Club 10 pounds, and it's our responsibility?
One of Miffy ones.
It's a historical relationship with the Bugs Club look after the land.
Historical relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
They look after the land and the building, but it is our
The perimeter is our responsibility, okay. And one of their people kindly offered to do the work, but our cost for the parts, which was very reasonable.
Yeah.
If we'd got a contractor in, it would have been 3 or 4 times as much.
Yeah, it's just a labour we'd done for nothing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously knows what he's doing. I mean, what a bad idea if you'd say, well, would you mind doing that bit? Rather than wait to
it might be worth just asking the question of the Bowls Club if they're prepared to do the other part, just to finish it all off,
and yeah, then obviously nice.
I don't think it will come under Clark's allowance, because the amount of money involved in that would be quite individual.
Well, that's right, for half the price of what that is, I think.
Okay, just perhaps Julie Nancy, but I think we need to maybe let a note back to say thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Item B, to consider quotes for works to treat overhanging Bowls Club at a cost of £850. Looking through this one, they've not looked at the height at all. It's a very tall tree, isn't it, at the back? I'm wondering whether it would be worth getting a quote to take some of the top off as well. You know the tree I'm talking about, do you see? Yeah, the one behind the Bowls Club. It's, if we've got the basketball, you go...
Right. So where the little black gate is, where they go through.
Yeah, to the right of that.
To the right of that, and big fir tree. The big one.
The big tree, yeah, that's falling over onto there.
Oh,
so they've looked at shaving off, you know, the sides, but I'm wondering whether it might make sense if they're going to do that to get, not pile it completely, but sort of take it down a bit. I don't know.
They have assessed the tree, and their professional. Opinion was to copies rather than to take back to March.
Oh, okay, fine. If that's.
I was just thinking to see if there were some photos on one of them. I don't believe there was.
As you say, it does look at this. It's a very chunky, very chunky tree. So they're just going to take back, they're going to basically...
It's mainly because it's to protect the building,
yeah.
So it's mainly the building that's the issue. Did he send me a picture?
No.
Oh no, it's a video of...
The last Bowls match.
No, it is a video of the tree, but no, they're not going to be something like
that. If you're happy that Shires have said that that's all they think they need to do to it, okay. Right, on that basis, this is £850 plus VAT. I think we're happy with the quote from Shires. Did we get a quote from anywhere else?
I didn't get a quote from anywhere else. No, I'm afraid I didn't. I went with Shires.
They're tried and tested anyway. So, unless anyone's got any further questions, it will cost us a net £850. To do this, I think it does make sense. It is overhanging there quite a lot. So, unless anyone's got any questions, can I have a proposal to accept the quote, please? That's Councillor Barnes. Seconder, please. Councillor Gibrial. All those in favour? And that's all carried. Okay.
progress there. Right, moving on to item C, to consider actions for requests for works to All Saints Church wall. Right, I don't know whether anyone's had a chance to read through this yet. Okay, there's a number of things here that need to be considered. In the first place, some while ago, the parish, the clerk, and I, we actually got the conservators in to look at the church wall because we were seeing it as potentially something for the future that needed to be looked at. And on the conservators' report, they were very reluctant to just knock it out and put a standard brick wall in because they wanted to conserve a lot of what was there. They don't like the standard red brick, which is fair enough. And the conservator was interested in lime and mortar, flush joints, everything that was going to retain some of its history. Albeit, within that wall, there are some 1960s and 1970s builders slapped cement, God knows what else in it, where they just propped it up, as it were. So there is that. The conservators made a statement. The church wants us to get in an engineer to confirm whether what should be done. The conservator did say within his thing he didn't see that it was needing any action at this time, although he said that he didn't consider it to be, well, I can't remember where I read that, I did read it somewhere, that he said that the conservator said that he didn't think it needed immediate attention, although some of the coping stones on the top are loose.
Yeah.
Now, we're being asked, I'll use that word politely, asked by the church to get an engineer in to sort of work out what structural things need to be done so that we can go ahead and get it done. Now, this all tracks back to, I believe, as the clerk has done quite a lot of investigative work, 1901, when it became a closed cemetery, and apparently, according to the church, the parish took responsibility of the maintenance of said cemetery. Now, that maintenance, as my understanding and what I've read, and I may be right, I may be a little bit off pat here, I don't know, but in those days they used to take on the responsibility, and it was just purely and simply the grass, the weeds, it was keeping the cemetery tidy. Everything else was the church, the burials, the graves, the etc., etc., etc. There is some discussion as to whether the church wall does form part of that area that we took on, or whether it is an attachment to the church, which means the church is responsible. So this is not cut and dry, this is not black and white, and I think, and this is me personally as an individual councillor, not speaking for the council here, just speaking for myself, I think there's a lot more work needs to be done to understand what we are actually responsible for before we start shelling out a lot of money to do something like this.
Have we? We've prepared it before, haven't we?
We've not prepared it, as far as I'm aware. I don't know who's been responsible for sticking the 1960s cement into the
wall. I thought there was some collapse of the wall at the back a few years ago, or not that long ago.
No, the back of the wall, there was a car drove into something, but that was done through an insurance situation.
Oh, okay.
And that's a modern wall at the back.
Oh, okay.
This is just the facade, the one by the cross. It doesn't look attractive, granted.
I think it does look attractive.
Well, sorry, this is the churchyard actually at the church. It's
yeah,
not this is the cemetery.
No, this is that wall there.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is the one by the cross.
I think it looks lovely. I don't think I think it shows all its history.
I'm with you on that. Mm. I think it does show a lot of character. However, in the event that it fell on somebody,
is that likely?
We don't know. But the conservator, when he came round and did his review,
was it last year? No, 23.
He didn't consider it to need any work doing to it at this time. Now, I'm happy to sit with that
report, but obviously things move on year by year. But I think before we go down the road of laying out money for engineers and finding out what needs to be done, then, follow on from that comment, if we do go down the road and an engineer says, yes, it is dangerous, it needs to be dealt with, then we would need to understand what's the minimum that we need to do, because we do not want to be bells and whistles around everything and laying out loads of money. We would do the basic repair that is required, but that would be with the consent of the conservators, as far as we're concerned. Now, the church's review of this, they just feel that they're going to knock it down, that they can just come down because it's got some bits and pieces in there that are old and some are new, and just put up a specific type of wall, and they also want to put a blockage, you know, the buttress. Whether a buttress is needed is another matter, because if an engineer came in and said, no, all you need to do is put clean wall round, we don't have to pay for a buttress. There's a lot of questions here at this stage, and what I don't want to do is get us drawn into laying out a load of money until we've got 100% of the facts. Right, Councillor Alexander first.
I think what you were just saying is too far down the line. What we need to establish first is what our responsibility is or not, and then from there a decision is made about whether we get engineers in to establish what's needed or not needed, because all that's going to incur cost. Exactly. So the first question, item one, is we need some documentation, something that says where the you know, maintenance lies, where who's responsible for what, etc.
Yep, totally agree.
And then it would go out from there.
Okay, Councillor Gordon.
I agree with that. And also, I would just question about its prominence as a kind of feature of the village, being in the conservation area, and whether what is done to it. The priority should be safety, obviously, but also the aesthetics, I think, are quite important, for particularly where it is in the village. It's just right by the cross, and whatever's done, I think, will have to probably fit in with the conservation area requirements as well. And if it doesn't, then it should.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't just become a bland wall.
No, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Councillor
Alexander. Yeah, I feel that we need to retain its personality and character, and the variety of bits that have been done to it, if you like, over the centuries, are part of
its history.
That bit of the village, a bit of the church, a bit of the churchyard.
I don't think that is
an excuse to just say we can just do anything.
Yeah, we can just
pull
it down and
just
start again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Pittman. I think we need to keep an eye on the shrubs, what's right behind you, because they're growing big, and they are, if we're not careful, start pushing the wall over, which is in the church ground. If you go back to that picture there, up onto the right there, you see on the corner to the right hand side, shrubs there, they're getting quite big. Which are almost right against the wall, which is not doing us any favours. Now, we don't want to be cutting everybody's shrub down, we see, or every tree we see, but I think it needs to be sort of closely looked at and make sure we're not putting strain on the wall by it getting bigger. Even if we have to cut a few little branches off, maybe, and keep it off the wall.
Again, I'm not sure whether, from a legal perspective, whether we can just go in there and start doing. You're probably quite right,
yeah.
That's probably what's needed to be done, but whether we can go in there without filling out the right forms, going to the Bishop of Ely's office and getting permission to do it at a cost to us, even though we have to do this, it's because we've been through this one with the church before, where we had to take some trees down which were dangerous. They needed to come down. We couldn't take them, and it was our job to do it because we were responsible for the churchyard. I don't know whether you ladies remember this, discussion.
Yeah.
But then we had to write to the Bishop of Ely's office on his forms and then pay him for the privilege of him telling us, yes, you can do what you've got to do legally anyway. I mean, it's... unfortunately, this is bureaucracy and it's...
He doesn't like us anyway, does he, really?
But if we've got responsibility for the maintenance of the... surely the trees and hedges come under that.
Well, they do, but you have to go through the. It's not the PCC. Is it the PCC you have to go through?
Yeah.
You have to go through the PCC, which is the church link, and then you get their permission to do things on their land. But even though we
kind of vicar just give.
No, the last vicar couldn't, and we had to pay £300 for the privilege of taking the entries.
The last time we did work, we did get it for nothing, but because that went through the PCC and then the diocese, and then they gave us permission for the tree, so we managed to save money that way. But if we want to do work, we still have to approach them, even though.
So all we're allowed to do is cut the grass.
At the moment,
cut the grass, do a bit of weeding.
And repair things when it's not out of their pocket.
That's an example.
Do we have anything in writing that's
right? I was going to come to that.
What our maintenance?
What we have
is it cut grass, prune bushes?
Historically, parishes, and I've spoken to our friends at Mildreth about this, and they're in exactly the same situation as us, and. Talking to them, they said the maintenance is basically, it's just basic maintenance of around, it used to be, back in 1901, when this, in theory, has all happened, it's basically maintaining a presentable area around the graves, making sure the weeds are dealt with, and that's all it ever was. Whether there is anything in writing to say that the wall comes into it as well, what I was going to come to, and obviously, hopefully this is with the approval of the clerk, I think we need to write to them and say we want to see a copy of this document to see what exactly our obligations are before we take any further action at all. They've got to produce something and not just say it was agreed in 1901. We've got to have something that says what we've agreed to.
Can we charge them for that?
We could charge them. We could ask the clerk. Lock a
vote.
No, I think seriously, we've just got to be very careful here. There may come a point where we have to stand back and say, yes, it is ours to deal with, but then we'll deal with it the way that we want to deal with it. And if they disagree with what we want, we're not just going to go out and pay for the bells and whistles thing, because we've got a village to be responsible for. We're not there to be responsible for the church as our prime objective. You know, we have to look at that, but we have to look at health and safety. That has to be paramount. So I think before anything else happens, okay. It's okay with the clerk.
I apologise, I've already done it. I've already requested the evidence of the handover.
I resign.
Do you know, because on researching it, there are different levels of takeover. So I'd already asked for confirmation from them. I have yet to hear, but I will go back and formally request it from the council.
I think
really stress that before we can go any further with considering any of this, we need to understand.
We need to see the documents. What I definitely don't want to see is just a letter back from them saying, oh yes, you're responsible for this.
Because this
that could be a nonsense. It wouldn't, for that area, it would be.
Especially considering the sensitivity of the site.
And we've got better things. We've got more important things in the village to spend our money on. But the thing is, what we don't want to see, as Councillor Barnes has quite rightly pointed out, we don't want to see history just being knocked out and a yellow or red brick wall put up there.
No.
And also, we need to understand what is going to be required, if such, because they're talking about putting these pillars in. It might not need a pillar, and we're not going to pay the extra to put the pillar in. So we've got to be very, very careful. We've got to dot a lot of I's and cross a lot of T's. So I think Clark has been absolutely diligent in her approach on this one, and until we get something in writing that is a document that we can see that the parish council has been involved with, there's no further action to take.
No.
And I think on the basis that the conservator said there was no issues at this time, that's what we're living with at the moment. So this, watch this space one, but this one I don't think will go away. But I think we need to be very, very mindful of what we're being asked to do. And also, following on from that, if the wall was to come down, then you've got to look at whether there's any graves or anything behind the wall, who's responsible for taking those out. That would definitely not be the parish council. So, you know, you've got to understand a lot of different things.
Can I just ask, was the cemetery, it was closed for you interns? What do you call it?
When were you actually
interns? In 1901.
Well, apparently so.
So all ownership of the graves has now lapsed because you only own a grave for 100 years.
Wow.
So
I've been to a burial there. And
have you?
I was born in 1901.
No. Okay. So they've reopened it then?
Well, there are caveats in the closed cemetery terminology and legislation that means you can't, there are certain kind of burials that can happen and cremated remains burials. So I'd still like confirmation there.
Yeah. I just said, when my father's buried in an old cemetery that's been reopened because all the graves were more than 100 years old and they can be reused, the plots can be reused.
So, you know, we need to understand that because if you reopen, then does it fall back to the church?
Yes, do we still have responsibility?
No, it would fall back to the church. So there's a lot of things, you know, there's the question of the 1996, what happened then? Surely that reopened the cemetery, You know, there's a lots of toing and frying on this one. So just watch this space, but the clerk will keep us all informed as to where we go with this. But I think we do need to drop on the line to say there's a lot of information. And also the Conservator did say that he saw there was no issue at this stage.
Yeah.
Right, okay, enough. I've labelled that enough. Right, moving on to item D. To consider action for a request for the installation of lights into All Saints Churchyard. Now, there's been some paperwork floating around about this because they reckon that the walkway is dangerous in the churchyard at night. And on one of the documents I read, someone said, oh, and the parish council will be paying for this. And they've got their own people in to do an estimate, and it's come up at nearly £9,000 to put lights in. Now, in the first instance, I would like to say I do not believe we have any responsibility, accountability, or liability for putting lights into a church area. We are there to maintain what is there, not to improve the quality. And if they believe that they're opening it up to more people and there's going to be more traffic in there during the night time, that's down to the church to look at, and I don't believe we have any obligations there. Mm-hmm. So at this stage, and there is lighting in there because I've taken a few friends and colleagues through there and just said, I just want your comments. People that are not living in the village, but just people who are just, and there's lights on one side, as you know, there's that big pillar light. The main drag up where you come up from when we go in from the memorial when we do the laying of the wreaths, that's all absolutely fine. There's a little bit of bumpiness on the left hand side as you go out, but that's the roots of the trees. But I've walked through there a number of times and I can't see any issues at all, and I don't believe that we've had any reports of anybody falling over or hurting themselves. So I think if council is happy to vote on this, if you want to vote before we send a letter, my proposal is we write back and say that we do not believe we have any involvement. If you wish to put lights into your church area, feel free to do it, but we do not believe we have any responsibility here at all. We are there to maintain the grass, the weeds, etc., etc., etc. Okay, can I have someone to propose that, please? Okay, Councillor Alexander, seconder. Councillor Barnes, or Councillor Brianna, Councillor Barnes, all in favour? That's it. So if we could drop them a line just to say that we do not believe we have any.
How long has the church been there? Why did it suddenly light?
Well, this is one of those silly things where, you know, obviously you get a new broom come through and they'll do things, but I don't know whether it's a fishing expedition or whether they genuinely believe that we are responsible. But as far as I'm aware, the conversations I've had with one or two other people, we're not responsible for improving something. We're there to maintain.
They could strengthen fairy lights along.
The building and make it more available and to have functions there and things. Maybe they're thinking, well, you know, we need to do all this. We
which is fine.
It's fine.
It's their responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there is grant money available, I believe, for potentially for the walls and things like that. And there's been some exploratory work done. So, you know, we're probably, if we do get involved with this in the future, it's something where we can meet them in the middle and help them out a bit. But yeah, at this stage, we've got a lot more information to gain from all of this, but definitely the lights, I don't think, anything to do with us.
Yeah.
Right, okay, thank you for that. We move on to that to me to note the kind offer from the resident to revive the old site on High Street. That's duly noted. And thank you to the person in question. Item F to note the spend of 92 bed lines under Clark's delegations for materials associated with pest control. That's just duly noted.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll stop bothering you.
Oh dear. Item G, to receive any other updates and consider any actions. Is there anything else under the information that you need to consider, Clara?
No, nothing.
Okay, we move on. Item MA058, Pavilion New Rec Matters. Item A, to receive the report and consider approval invoices, invoice for the works of the pavilion heating at £1,066 with the funds approved under PC 059-2526F. So that's all going ahead, isn't it?
Sheltered attended and have fixed, left everything working, so it's probably concerned that we're good to go.
Good to go.
Winter will tell the tale, I guess.
Okay, whether the heating and the costs, etc., etc. So that should be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent, excellent work to the office for that one. That was quite an arduous task, wasn't it? But well, at least Shelford came back with some, they are good people up there. Item B, to consider.
Sorry,
that was already approved. I do apologise. Yes, on the basis of the invoice for £1,066, including VAT, £1,066.50, including VAT, can I have a proposal to accept, please? Councillor Barnes, seconding Councillor Kimana, and all those in favour?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Item C, to receive any other updates and continuing actions for the pavilion. Is there anything else you want to discuss, Clark?
We just need to look at item B, which is the updating of terms and conditions for the key holder.
Yeah, this is the clerk has advised me that this is really sort of triggered itself because of the scouts. They have to have a health and safety policy, and because the external gate of the moor gets locked at 6 o'clock in the winter, 8 o'clock at night in summer, if they've got any activities, the scouts, any activities up near the pavilion, which they do hire, and there was an accident and they needed to get an ambulance in there, that padlock is very difficult to get off. It would have to be bolt cutters on it, sorry. So it was agreed that we would attach the external gate key to the selection of keys that they have, but not to be used to open the gate up and let people in with cars and all that sort of thing, but it's only in the event of an emergency and an emergency vehicle needing to get in there. And that's been, the document has been amended appropriately to emphasise that it is only to be used, it's strictly, simply not to be used and misused for letting parents in to pick up kids after hours and all this sort of thing. So the amendments have gone through, the assistant clerk and myself had a look at that, and it was approved by, I believe, the clerk. So unless anyone's got any questions on it, can I have someone to propose to accept the revised terms, please? It's Councillor Barnes, can you get your hand up quickly, though?
Yeah.
And Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? And that's a full carry. Thank you very much, and thank you for doing that. Right, any other items? There's nothing else.
No.
Right, moving on to Little Hands, MA 059, Little Hands Matters.
Things just come to mind because I was at the meeting today. Lovely sausage rolls on the board. Stephanie, who used it today, said she would like to use it more going forward, but she felt it required a deep clean before it becomes a regular use that she could use, especially for the food bank and whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know who we
We have a weekly clean at the moment, right. And there was an event there on Sunday, so the clean probably hasn't happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, we have a weekly clean, then we have a deep clean every summer. So I think we can look at if we're using it more often, yeah. We'd have to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she said definitely she'd like to consider.
Would she like to use the catering side of it as well?
Well, yes. Although the kitchen is tiny.
Right. The reason I'm raising that comment is that one of the things I did mention a few years back was that maybe our asset reserve, we have the asset reserve, maybe we should, it's time, if we are going to use that building a little bit more, it's going to be used in a practical way, maybe it was time to refurbish that kitchen.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be increasing the size of the kitchen.
Okay.
Because you'd be encroaching on the...
Into the lounge area.
You've got changing rooms, you've got other things.
Well, no, I mean, it would only... you could grow it by about a yard before you come into the window.
Yeah.
And that would probably be enough. It's just that she's trying to... They pay to use Vicarage Close. This is a parish facility. It's a service to the parish that she's providing, so why wouldn't you use parish facility to its max?
Yeah. Just to comment, we've been discussing kind of putting a proposal together for the use of the pavilion on a more regular basis. There's also quite a lot of funding available for things like improving the kitchen and even extending the kitchen for buildings such as that through Acre. So there are all possibilities of this bigger plan that we have to kind of build up on the community assets.
Yeah, well, so I've never been there, I've never walked into it before, it's an amazing facility.
The only people that really use it on a regular basis are the Saturday Football Club, and I know the Dynamos are now going to be looking at using it, which we've got a meeting tomorrow afternoon with the Dynamos, but the thing is, it's being used for youth and football and sport. Yeah. It's not something that would be practical for a youth club, something like that, so that's... I was talking to a number of different people because it's too far remote. Yeah. But to use it during the day for parties, birthday parties, maybe young kids. But if we've got a nice kitchen facility, it might attract a few more events. I think the clerk is dead right. You know.
What if there's potential funding? Obviously, if you've got a patio area behind, you could extend that.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Okay. We have to be a little bit mindful about the orchard behind and things like that, and the residents that sit up that back end, because that might not be something that you would want having active late at night, you know, with those houses along that back end there. But during the day, if we've got the money there and we can improve one of our assets or bring it up to a commercial standard, I think it's something that should be looked at, and I think Clark's
never appreciated what was there. I thought it was like an old village sort of pavilion.
No, it's got showers, changing rooms.
It has been used
in the past, but I think there are opportunities, and I think the clerk's right to explore those.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Right, there's nothing else on little hands. I'd like to move to receive an update to consider any actions. All I know is on the little hands, they were more than happy with the repairs that have been done, the new doors and everything. True Light have done a very, very good job up there. So, and I think there's only one thing on little hands, we just need to get some of that black paint around the back, the slippery paint, over where the shed is at the back to stop the kids, because that's the way they're getting onto the roof.
Yeah.
That's it. But apart from that, okay, moving on. Policies, MA060, policies and risk assessments. Item 8, consider recommending updates to document 4.23, parish estate safety inspection for approval by full council. You've done quite a lot of work on this, haven't you?
Well, just adding to the warden's workload, I've removed the BMX site off the inspection sheet because that we don't inspect that area.
No.
But I've added in Rosemary Place and the Hopkins Homes at SGB, so just the strategic greenbelt area that we're responsible for at the moment.
So what are we inspecting around there?
Just the strategic greenbelt, so it's just the bit around the edge that we're currently tending. We don't own anything.
On the outside?
Yeah.
Right. What about the path walking through where the bikes are dumped? Is that part of there?
No, that's still not.
So it's just a... the outside.
Yeah, I'll give you a map of.
Okay, that'd be lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah.
Are we throwing the play area into that as well, into that mix?
No, we don't own that yet. So.
Oh, we haven't taken that. That's not been.
No, we've only got ownership of the SGB.
Yeah, only the SGB at the moment.
Negotiating with.
Of course we are.
What's a fire engine shed?
The fire engine station road.
That's the parachutes. It's not onto the property.
The parachute.
What's in it?
Fire engine. Fire engine. Big Dennis lorry. I think it's Keith's Overspill. It's Keith's Overspill, isn't it?
There's no Austin Healey parts in there.
No, none.
Well, it might be a couple of wheels. We've got, we're still landing with this old, what do you call it, they carry the coffins on a wheel, what do you call them things?
Funeral
bride. That's it, one of those. Which is like deteriorated from broken back. That's real, proper old fashioned thing, like, but I can't see
how it's been kept for something.
It's been in there so long, I think, you know, and he's broke his back, so much money to repair it.
Is that.
Well, Melvin did repair theirs and they've made it.
Is that something that guy that does all the woodwork, that's done some beautiful stuff for us in the village, might want to tackle? Is that. Well, I can't remember his
name. Mike, was it Mike?
He's a proper carpenter.
What would we do with it then?
Exactly, to what end?
I'm just thinking, you know, keep it in there, but if it was repaired, it maybe it could come out at certain times, just.
Well, for Halloween.
We can all sit on it like a bloke.
We can put all the parish council on it.
And people just throw vegetables.
No, it was just a throwaway comment, but I mean, if it's a bit of history. It might be something that the carpenters would like to play around with.
So who's this carpenter?
In front of the house. Yeah.
I mean, the guy who's done the Melbourne sign, carved that all out, he's no longer with us.
I know there was someone that did something round on the orchard. There was a guy, wasn't there, that did some work.
He did a board.
I don't know who.
Oh, he's 90.
I know he's
still with us.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay.
He's moved to Mildred.
He's moved to Mildred. Yeah. He built a bench around the oak tree which he put into his wife.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'm taking too long.
He was about 93, yeah.
Scrap what I just said.
He did give us a key back because he was a key holder to the Monday and we haven't got the key back.
Okay, sorry, can we just. I do apologise. It's
probably. In that band, bro.
Sorry, I'm there. I'll just say. Maybe go back to morning meetings. Right, okay. Does anybody have any questions or anything? For Mark, with regard to the amendments that have been made to this document. If not, could I propose to accept the changes, please? Okay, I'll propose those then. Can I have a second, please? Councillor Alexander, all those in favour? Thank you very much for the work done on that. I do apologise for the digression. To consider approving changes to key holder agreement, which we've just done.
This is the second one. This is the key holder agreement, not the terms of
addition.
So
just
to vote this one through
too. This is the one we were talking about the key.
Yeah. So this is non-hirers of the pavilion, but people that hold keys, so like normal football club. And like it's exactly the same changes, but in different.
And this will be the Bowls Club as well.
Yeah.
And these changes have been made to bring this into line. Okay, can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Fiona. Seconded, Councillor Alexander. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Right. Outstanding maintenance issues, item MA061.
Can I just ask, when you come out for a little ride with me the other week?
Yes, dear.
So, we found we've got some block drains down our high street, which are full of sand. Has that been sort of reported onto the highways and can they come clear it? Because we obviously get in a lot of trouble with flooding in the high streets and we get a big downfall. So, I mean, when you've got a couple of drains full of sand, it's not going to be doing any good, is it? So, are they been noted? Because we did go around. You did have a big.
Yeah, I did have a list. And I do apologise, I did not mention the drains.
We are on a 3 to 5 year rotation for drain clearance. They come around with a.
Yeah, but these aren't completely. In fact, we had to pull some weeds and stuff growing out of it.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what it was we pulled out of it, but we pulled it out.
We're currently working with the Greenways team. We've asked us to keep a particular eye on that. So we're going round highways and just talking to Greenways directly, so I'll let them know.
I mean, they are blocked, so they really need attending to.
Yeah. Is it the. Which part of High Street?
Well, it comes across, when it all comes out of London Road.
Yeah.
And then there's a big, yeah. And really crosses the road there, it's along that piece there, really.
Yeah.
There's two or three drains there.
They've been on the agenda for 3 years, so we're due, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll
it's just, he get does get a lot of
yeah. Thank you.
Edge Road, any hedges up Green Games Rise, mate? Did we get anywhere with that one?
We're looking at the hedges.
Getting the quote.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Yeah.
And you think that might be took over to like us on the maintenance side of it?
The maintenance contract.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
It's worth your ride. Worth a ride coming out.
It certainly was.
Opened your eyes a bit, really, didn't it?
Certainly did.
What we get up to.
Can we get someone else to attend the meeting next?
Terry's you next time.
Right. Outstanding maintenance issues.
Externally, South Council still working on some overgrown bits in Palmer's Way. Highways have been catching up slightly on what they're doing, and then overgrown in Orchard Road, we're now getting quotes for the contractor to do that, so that will be coming to the next one after nesting season as well, so that'll work well. Internal Buckhead Hill is almost there. Be going out for autumn, I should imagine, for them. Bin replacement continues. We've had another couple delivered and we're waiting on a dog poo bin to come in. The benches are on a cleaning rotation, as we know, and the bus stop just needs a bit of a clean up, but that will happen when we have time. Wildflowers will be sown September, hopefully. We'll get the mix from Susan Van Leeuwen that's worked well up there, just in case that works well.
Yeah, that was a brilliant one on the Mildreth.
Yeah, and the memorial bench is being followed up with the owners. We've had quite a few contacts about overgrown shrubbery onto pathways where I've written to residents. A couple of them acted straight away and contacted us and let us know they've sorted it. A couple of repeat offenders that we're just kind of watching at the moment to see where we go with that one, and it's also highlighted some other issues after writing to residents about access on Little Lane, but that will come to the next meeting when we've got more information.
Can I ask, how are we getting on with the road inspections? Are councillors coming back with their reports?
I will be sending a reminder out.
I was going to do mine, but well, my roads are completely being dug up at the moment, so I thought I'd wait.
Isn't it
lovely
walking around
the
so
quiet? It's cold.
Well, it is kind of quiet until on Bank Holiday Monday when they start to do jackhammers at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Apart from that.
Only 9 o'clock. And 8 o'clock outside my house.
Yeah. Oh. Well, at least they're getting on with it, I suppose. Right.
Okay. Moving on to item MA062, new maintenance issues. Is there anything additional that needs to go on?
Nothing. Everything will come to the next meeting.
Okay. Right. The next meeting. Okay. That brings me to MA063. It's another date of the next planning meeting, which is Wednesday, the 17th of September. 7:30. I will be on holiday on that day, but anyway, it will be in good hands with the new management team.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You did both the
biscuits.
Picking this up.
There's cake.
I declare the meeting closed.